Okay. Today's very easy. Because you've just gotten through the worst. Yesterday was pretty bad. Yesterday should have been pretty intense. And if you're human, and I hope you are, you would have noticed that no matter how much you try to repress, feelings just kept on coming up and up and up, among other things. But you want to keep on, even today, keep on suppressing those urges as much as possible. Guys, this isn't going to last much longer, believe us, but this is all to your benefit. Today, Abbas, you want to take this?
What you do at this stage is you combine your repression, meaning you have no interest whatsoever in your women. That this time around, you will engage, you will approach, you will talk to them. You will talk to them and you will stare at their feet, or you will look at their ears. You will just not check them out while you're talking to them. You will not check them out before you talk to them. And you will not check them out after you talk to them.
I don't know if any of you have any sisters. Most of you have had a grandmother or mother or somebody who's raised you that you can't look at them in that way.
One thing you can do is you approach this woman and start talking to her, just imagine her being 112 years old. Your great grandmother. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you have absolutely no interest in her. All you have interested in is in the exercise.
All you're interested in is talking to her as though she were just a human being, because you know what? You're not. You have no interest in having her be in your life in any sexual way. For God's sake, she's like your sister. You never think of her in that way.
So this is a very simple exercise. It's not as simple to put into practice. I want you to go ahead. 30 minutes. And you will once again, is a affirm what's like obvious. You will affirm that you can talk to women and not look at them. Talk to women and have no interest in them whatsoever.
Now guys, if you're actually spending all that time within the first however many exercises approaching, then obviously, having a conversation with somebody with no sexual intention whatsoever should be like a walk in the park. It's nothing. So take a break after that and congratulate yourself, because you've just gotten through 2 weeks.
I must give everyone a warning here. You've already gone through at least 330 women.
At least, yeah, if not 660, if not 990.
Yeah, very, very likely. If you've gone between 300, let's just say between 300 and over 900 women at this point, some of you may start feeling, or may have already been feeling, quite confident, with like levels of confidence never before even dreamt of by many of you guys. Here's a strong warning. This is only second week. This is only the end of second week. This is a 21-day program. Even if you feel extremely confident, it is not yet demonic confidence. And when we say demonic, we mean way beyond any. Think of the most confident individual in this field you can possibly imagine and multiply that by a demonic factor. That's what we're talking about here.
Now, the thing is, the first 2 weeks is set up, set up, set up. The third week is what we call the blowout. It's, basically, what that means is that, like I said before, the theory in hypnosis is that you always have to work through a problem. This is where you actually work through the problem. And if you've been writing things down in your journal, you have a fair assessment not necessarily of what caused the problem, what specific thing somebody may have said for you to feel bad about yourself in a way that's inappropriate and unuseful, but you at least know what that problem is, how to identify it, when it pops up, and maybe you want to add another section to your journal. When does a problem pop up? When has it popped up within the past 14 days? And what possible solutions you think you can come up with without our help to get past that? Because day 15 is an interesting one. And we'll get to that tomorrow.